This is
KUT.
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. I used to get mad at my school. Teachers had taught me when cool. Holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your room. I have to admit, it's getting better. A little better all the time. Hello, and welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's podcast focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station, talking as always with Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Jennifer. Good to be with you as always in your KUT studios.
It is great to have you here in the KUT studios, and I'm going to pull one on you that I pull often, have pulled often over the years, which is to say, you said something interesting in a previous episode that I thought we should talk about.
Great.
In a new episode.
Love
seems
it.
Particularly pertinent as you are preparing to move on from Southwestern to a new opportunity. You talked about the importance of learning the art of letting go.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember talking about that?
I do remember that, yeah.
So how do we successfully learn the art of letting go?
Yeah, I think this is really hard, and I will share with you that I am an example of a work in progress on this. I think this is really, really hard. You know, we've talked in many, many episodes about kind of mindful practices. This is an example of that. It is so easy to hold the unpleasant things or the poisonous things that we experience, the kind of negative stimulation around us. And it could be at work, it could be in our personal lives, it could be someone, you know, did something that bothered us, it could be something we read, it could be the news. I mean, you know, in your business, you're seeing a lot of, you know, tragedy. And so how do you let that go? How do you continue to be your joyful self or a joyful self? Maybe you're not kind of hardwired to be joyful. And then the challenge is, how can you bring more joy to your life and more satisfaction to your life? And I think a large part of that is embracing the art of letting go. Now, when I mentioned this in some early episode, I will share that it was probably, because this is how I used that phrase, is what how I've grown most through my Southwestern experience as president. When I arrived there, I was doing like lots of jobs and a lot of people's jobs. And I realized that I can't do that. It's not sustainable. It's a very complicated enterprise. And so I had to let go. And I had to trust people. I had to hold them both responsible and accountable. So shared accountability and shared responsibility is essential. And then build that team and build that trust. And that happened. And it was a very joyful thing for me. And it also made Southwestern better. It just allowed Southwestern to continue to grow and expand and be wonderful. But it was because I let go. I think it's harder to let go of the emotional stuff. And so if you're bringing this up as a separate topic, I'd like our listeners to mindfully reflect on their own lives, both professionally. Are you doing someone else's job? That's a great test. In the middle of working on something, just stop and say right there and then, whose job am I doing right now? And if it's not your own, you should stop if you want to embrace the art of letting go. If you want to embrace the art of letting go in your own kind of psyche and on a personal side, I find this much more challenging, because if something bothers me, it's hard for me to let that go. But that's where mindfulness comes in, and to be able to kind of forgive and let go, and to realize that maybe this wasn't designed in a way to, you know, hurt someone, or deliberately designed to be offensive or to be bothersome, but maybe it's just someone has a different perspective. Those are the kind of things that if we embrace the different points of view, we can often let things go. But it's really a challenge.
Well, and as you were describing, the art of letting go is multi-steps. I mean, you were talking about your experience at Southwestern, being president, and having to kind of notice what you were doing, learn about where these tasks should go, send them off to people. I'm also thinking it's multiple steps. You know, it's, I think on the one hand, it's
it's not always so hard to let go, but I think it's hard to feel okay about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a multi-step. So,
and not be guilty.
And not feel guilty, or not feeling like you're, if it's a job, for example, that you're shirking your job, or say you're a student and you want to change majors.
Right.
And you, you're letting go of major A and moving to major B, but am I letting down the professors in major A? But I've spent so much time, and is to also learn the art of something else, letting go and letting yourself off the hook. I don't know what we might call it, but learning to sort of feel okay about whatever it is that you're letting go and how you're doing it.
That's right. And, you know, I'll share something with you because I'm kind of wrapping up my leadership role connected with Southwestern. And, you know, there are so many aspects of the institution which I love and will always love Southwestern. It's going to be my academic home forever. I'm never going to another academic institution. But, you know, it's not a puppy petting job. It's a real job. And, you know, there are aspects that are less pleasant than others. I mean, let's just be honest about that. And while I'm going to miss the students terribly because, I mean, I've been in this business for 38 years because of students, you know, there are going to be some other aspects that are not as large that I'm not going to miss. And what's interesting is that as I'm kind of coming to an end on my tenure, it's interesting how it's a little easier to let some things go than it would have been if I have not been kind of wrapping up my tenure at Southwestern. And I find that very thought-provoking because the thought it provokes in my mind is, well, why couldn't I just feel, we're talking about feelings now, why couldn't I feel that way, you know, without the departure? Why does it take a departure to change the feeling? And I think that's something that's very thought-provoking. I don't know the answer to it, but it is interesting, and it's gotten me to think about my own self. You know, why couldn't I just let go, you know, even if I wasn't leaving? And how do you do that? And I think there's some lessons there for all of us.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I gravitating back to, I think, sort of classroom and student examples, and I think about, we've talked about grades a lot over the years, and I think of a lot of times when I earned a grade that was not as high as I wanted it to be, because I hadn't mastered something, or I didn't quite understand what was going on. And oh my gosh, I mean, to this day, I can still think of a grade in 11th grade history that I'm still...
Oh no, really?
No, I'm not angry about it, but I remember it, first of all, which is kind of weird because that was...
No, it's impactful.
That was decades ago.
It had meaning.
But you know, I could let that one go. It was 11th grade.
Yeah.
Yet I have not.
It would be great to because we can't always let everything go. But what I'm suggesting is the more we can let go, the better we are. This is not to say that we shouldn't forget. In fact, Eleanor Roosevelt has this very powerful, you know, quote, which says, I can forgive, but I can't forget. And I think that that's, in some sense, the mindful aspect, the forgiving, but you might not want to forget. I would argue that there are probably life lessons that you learned through that experience in 11th grade history, you said?
Yes.
That probably have made you better because you've done something differently. You're behaving differently now. So, I mean, you don't want to forget that, but you've got to forgive either yourself or that teacher or the circumstance and let that go. And I think that's the challenge. But we're coming also to the end of a calendar year.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And so I need to just shamelessly say to all of our listeners and to you, Jennifer, that there are things that we want to let go of and things that we don't want to let go of. And one thing that we should not want to let go of is our work together. And so this is a shameless plug on the air to say that I hope that we will find a way to continue these conversations, a broader context, because we can talk not just about education, but about general wellness and making people better, not just through the mind, but also through the body. So I think that we could have another 5 years of interesting conversations. And so let's not let go of higher ed. There we go. I've shamelessly plugged that.
You have shamelessly plugged that. And I will say 5 years from now, we will sound older than we do. Do you remember a few episodes ago? I said that 5 years ago we sounded younger than we do now. 5 years from now, who knows? I mean, radio
is
changing.
Dead.
No, you won't.
Oh, please. I've seen the x-rays.
Radio is changing so much and, you know, technology changing so much. In 5 years, who knows how we'll even be recording things.
It'll be a virtual Jennifer.
Or maybe we'll be on the moon. Who knows?
People have been trying to get me on the moon for a long time.
Well, thank you for staying earthbound, Ed. Dr. Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. You can read more at southwestern.edu. And he's about to become president and CEO of the St. David's Foundation based in Austin, Texas. You can keep your brain busy by keeping up with the news and other episodes of Higher Ed at KUT.org. I'm Jennifer Staten, KUT News.